In 1776, Sophie Dorothée de Württemberg-Montbéliard, the eldest daughter of Frederick Eugène, the last duke to reign over Montbéliard, wed Grand Duke Paul, the son of Catherine the Great. Through marriage, Sophie Dorothée became Maria Feodorovna, Grand Duchess of Russia, and then Empress of all Russia from 1796 to 1801. Like all the European elite, Russian high society insisted on speaking and thinking in French. It was a sign of distinction and social status. Well aware of this, Sophie Dorothée encouraged young people, including women in the Montbéliard region, to travel abroad and become private tutors in Russia. They were much appreciated for their serious-mindedness, their rigorous teaching methods, and also for their political neutrality. Every city in Russia had their colonies of people from Montbéliard, consisting of home tutors, governesses, and ladies' companions. Fanny Derbach was one such woman from Montbéliard who travelled to Russia, where she served in the household of the Tchaikovsky family. She stayed for 12 years before returning to her family home in Montbéliard, where her parents still lived. You are standing in front of her house, which the great composer visited in 1892. Many people from Montbéliard emigrated between 1749 and 1752, a time when France was putting increasing pressure on the Montbéliard region. Attracted by the promises of the British Crown in Canada, and in the hope of finding better living conditions and the freedom to practice their Lutheran faith, they set sail without hope of return. This was the case of Jean Lauriat and his wife in 1752. Their son, Pierre Abraham, born in Montbéliard, left with them for Nova Scotia, where in the 1760s he founded a tobacco factory, Lewes Corps Lauriat Tobacco. It later became the fifth largest cigarette manufacturer in the USA. And wait for this, one of his descendants was said to have designed the smoking jacket. Today, the descendants of these emigrants from Montbéliard go in search of their ancestors in what is known as roots tourism.